Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Palestinian Authority continues to choose to fund terrorists over children's education. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Mahmoud Abbas, the so-called president, again, he hasn't been elected. He's in his 12th or 13th year of a four-year term, if you can wrap your head around that. He has budgeted hundreds of thousands of dollars to fund terrorists.
$1.2 billion, actually,
yeah.
He says in 2018.
1.4 billion. Yeah, and he wants to fund the terrorists and their families, and he ultimately is just thumbing his nose at the United States because the United States says it will not continue to provide the Palestinian Authority with U.S. taxpayer dollars until and unless the Palestinian Authority renounces the funding of terrorists and their families. They say they will not renounce it, and they will, no matter what, no matter if they have just the last dollar and no money to do anything else, they will continue to fund terrorists who intentionally kill, maim Israelis and others, and they'll fund their families as well, Matt. I mean, this is
crazy.
This really, I think, reveals, takes the mask off what they've always been thinking, intending, and doing.
They've developed a tremendous budget for that. It's almost it's like they have a Department of Terrorism as their,
wow,
you know, under the Palestinian Authority. Yeah, it's absolutely horrible, and it's they've embraced this culture of death. They hate the Jewish people and Christians more than they love their own children.
I know,
and so they send their children to their death. With suicide bombings and women to their death with suicide bombings and these terror attacks and call evil good and good evil and convince them that they're martyrs and that they're doing something holy and good and that God will bless them for this when we know the exact opposite is true. It's tragic. It's horrible. It's horrific. And America has no business giving a single dime to this official terrorist state.
And finally, under Donald Trump, the United States of America and now the House and Congress, the Senate, have passed this bill, the Taylor Force Act, that will prohibit funding going to the Palestinian Authority until and unless they renounce terrorism. And they're not going to renounce it. In fact, they've doubled down on it. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency, called UNRWA, which is part of the problem, they're dedicated solely to serve the Palestinians. They did not have enough money to open up the UNRWA school system for over 320,000 Palestinian children. Well, PA, the Palestinian Authority, has the funds, but they're not going to divert them from paying terrorists. So they're literally choosing to pay terrorists over educating their children. To them, the value system is higher to fund people who commit terrorist acts and rewarding them than it is to educate their children who they are training to be suicide bombers.
I mean, you're talking about education for over 500,000 students. I mean, investing in their future. But yet, you go online, you see videos of them training these precious little children on how to be terrorists.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know,
that's
what
crazy.
The Palestinian so-called president, Mahmoud Abbas, announced on official PA TV that, quote, Israel considers them criminals, these terrorists. Well, obviously.
Yeah.
He says, even if we need to cut from our flesh, we will continue to give the support and aid. I mean, that's a sick statement.
It is.
Yeah, $1.237 billion for salaries to terrorist prisoners, released terrorist prisoners, the families of deceased terrorists. They reward these people killing themselves in order to kill innocent Israeli men, women, and children. It is pure evil. It is satanic.
More than one third of their entire budget of the Ministry of Education, isn't that ironic, provides educational services for over 1 million Palestinians.
Yeah, so UNRWA said, well, we will actually open up the schools this fall, but we only have enough money, they said, to continue the schools through the end of September. They've already moved another $238 million of additional funding to the Palestinian Authority, but it only runs out as far as the end of September. They said, we need another $217 million to ensure that our schools not only open, but can run until the end of the year.
No, I don't think so.
Until December.
Yeah.
You know, the amazing thing is that they still fund this, and other nations still fund the Palestinian Authority, knowing that, in fact, what they're doing is they're using hundreds of millions of dollars every year to fund terrorism. And how do they fund it? Well, here's what they do. If you commit a terrorist act, it is graded on a scale. The more severe the act, the higher you get compensated. If you ultimately die as part of committing that terrorist act, then your family gets higher compensation. So, for example, if you commit a terrorist act, you stab someone, and then you go to jail as a criminal, like you should, then you get compensated in prison, and your family gets compensated. Now, if you were to blow yourself up and die, then your family gets a higher level of compensation. And they name buildings after you. It's kind of like if you've ever been to Hollywood, in the Hollywood, California scene, you'll see on the side of buildings and billboards, you'll see actors' faces of new movies that are coming out, where you can go down the Hollywood Walk of Fame and you'll see stars that are dedicated there to famous actors, TV personalities. Well, in the Palestinian Authority in Gaza, which, by the way, the Palestinian Authority lost control of, and now it's under the control of Hamas, an internationally recognized terrorist organization, they have something similar. It's not called the Walk of Fame, but they have buildings, they have streets, they have statues, they have pictures that are honoring people who are terrorists, suicide bombers. So what do they teach their kids? They teach these kids, both in their community as well as in schools, on radio and TV, to grow up and kill Jews.
Yeah. And the Palestinian Authority and Hamas's propaganda machine is second to none. It's reminiscent of Joseph Goebbels and the Nazis. And by the way, we know that during World War II, the Arabs colluded, to use a popular word these days, with the Nazi government in order to kill and eliminate Jews. And so they place children and women, they place their missile silos where they shoot rockets indiscriminately into Israel to try to kill innocent Israelis. They put them around schools and hospitals and playgrounds. And then when Israel responds in defense of themselves with precision strikes, they'll parade, you know, people who are killed and so forth in order for sympathy. And these progressive European nations and others fall for it and continue to funnel millions upon millions of dollars into Palestinian terrorism.
And what an insult for him to ask the United States to foot that bill when we also have suffered under terrorism. What an insult.
The Palestinian Authority leaders say the United States ought to give hundreds of millions of dollars to provide for the education
of
their children.
What is he thinking?
Well, you know, we gave $350 to $500 million a year to the Palestinian Authority. We did that up until this year.
Obama, yeah.
And Obama and Bush and all the other, no politician has had the brains.
Or the courage
to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And this
So we were funding terrorism.
We're going to cut you off.
and how stupid is that? President Trump said no, and the Congress passed it, as they should have a long time ago. And here's the provision. We're going to escrow the money. We're going to put it in escrow, and you have to show us that you will renounce terrorism. And they said, no way. But give us some more money to fund our children now. But we're not going to renounce terrorism because we're going to still pay these terrorists and their families. How ridiculous is that? It's hard to even get your mind around it. And, of course, the UN, worthless organization, it will not condemn the Palestinian Authority. It'll say, oh, well, that's all Israel's fault. They're terrorists, and they wouldn't call them terrorists. They're freedom fighters. They're out killing. They're out indoctrinating their children to kill. They're out indoctrinating their children that Jews are pigs. I mean, this is horrible. It needs to stop. And there's not going to be any peace in the region until there's an entire generation or two changed with regards to education and stopping the funding and the propaganda of terrorism. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. You can also look at our Christians in Defense of Israel, cidisrael.org, for more information about Israel.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.